This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here with you. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up, especially today on the time change. Still very getting used to that, everybody is. We appreciate Wyatt Thompson hopping up early with us this morning ahead of a trip down. Well, over, I should say, to Kansas City. Wyatt, it's Big 12. It's postseason week. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. I've had a little coffee myself. I feel good about that. I haven't been really affected by the time change yet. Have you guys?
Yeah, this is the first one I was telling Tom. I actually forgot about it yesterday.
Did you?
So it surprised me. So I don't know that I'm fully prepared. It takes a day. I've got my kids upstairs getting ready and everything, and they're zombies this morning. Like, what's happening? It's dark outside. I'm like, I know, guys, it'll take a day, but it's worth it. I promise we can all go play outside longer. Wyatt, it was not a good senior day for the Cats. Not a good performance, quite frankly. You got to wash your hands of it real quick, though. We think they'll be healthy at minimum going into the tournament, right? Which is, you know, as of the last couple weeks, kind of priority one, be healthy going into the tournament. Now they have to play much, much better.
Well, they do. They did not play well Saturday. There's no question about that. They turned the ball over 17 times, shot 35% in the first half. I didn't feel like they had enough energy at the beginning, and Iowa State, give them credit. They made them pay. They started what I would describe as very aggressive. They went right towards K-State's big guys in the middle with the ball, with their bigs, and it made a big difference, I think. They got their guys off quickly, but they also made shots. And when they do that, they're hard to beat. I thought Curtis Jones was great. He had 24 points, had 11 of those at the free throw line, and just, you know, I've said it a million times this year, K-State has been up and down. They've been inconsistent, whatever you want to say. And they're their best when everybody is doing their part. And they didn't have enough guys doing their part on Saturday.
You know, I thought it was interesting, Wyatt, that K-State averaged under a point per possession in the game on Saturday. Was that a combination of things, or can you point at something, you know, specifically? Was it Iowa State really limiting the opportunities, or did K-State just have a really bad day shooting?
Well, I think in fairness, it's probably a little of both. I would not want to, you know, take anything away from Iowa State's defensive effort because I thought it was pretty good. But with that said, I'm not going to kid you. I think if you go back and you watch, especially in the first half, K-State had some good looks and they just didn't make shots. The one thing I didn't mention, or a couple of things that I didn't mention a while ago, those 17 turnovers equates into a 22-6 advantage points off turnovers for Iowa State. That gets you beat every day, okay? And if that doesn't get you beat, going 2-for-21 from the three-point line will. And I think K-State, I've said this a lot this year too, when K-State is just settling for threes, they're not a real good offensive basketball team. And I thought that was part of it too, Tommy, honestly.
And they'll have to shoot threes to make the kind of run they're going to have to make. I think, you know, that's such a big part of when their offense is clicking at its full strength. And we have it was a two and a half week stretch where we did see K-State play its best basketball. they hit threes when they were playing that way, and they didn't turn the ball over much. So it's all there for them. Arizona State is up first in the tournament. That's an interesting matchup. It's a team they split with this year. How do you feel about the matchup, though, between those two teams? Because it was a very tight win for K-State the first time they played, and then a little more lopsided when Arizona State played them back. But we didn't – Hawkins was out for that game, or
– That was the first game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an interesting Arizona State team because it would be easy to say they've lost four straight and 10 of 11, and they're the best draw in the first day. That might all be true, right? Two-thirds of it's for sure true. Don't know if they're – but the thing that scares you is their ability, right? They have not played recently without Jaden Quaintance, who has not played since the K-State game here in Manhattan when they were pretty dominant. Secondarily, B.J. Freeman – that was the day going into the game here that he was removed from the team. Those are two pretty big pieces. The other night, they're at home against Texas Tech, and Adam Miller doesn't play. And I'll be honest, I haven't looked at that back this morning, and I will, but I don't know if that's discipline, whether he was hurt, whether he'll be back, you know, for the game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock or not. So they're playing shorthanded. I have to also add, though, that Josan Sanin has played pretty well lately, getting more minutes. We're seeing more of Trevor Best, who was a kid that reclassified. Yes, he's just a freshman, but he had a ball game here lately where he scored 18 points. So they're capable. They just haven't won games. And the truth is, in my opinion, I don't think they have a heck of a lot of discipline or confidence right now. And maybe that's a great thing for K-State. We'll see. Because if you get by this one, then you got Baylor and then a potential matchup with Texas Tech.
Wyatt, we've got to talk about the elephant in the room. Coleman Hawkins on Friday revealed that he's dealing with a more significant injury than I think what everybody thought. I mean, the guy's got a fractured tibia, and he's played more than 30 minutes in back-to-back games. There was that moment in the game on Saturday where in the second half he went down to the floor, grabbing his leg, all of that. I mean, you can't question his toughness, but obviously – you know, when we look at the front court, obviously David Gasson has been just consistent and really, really good. But there's not a whole lot of depth there for Kansas State. And I know that Hawkins wants to show his toughness and doesn't want to miss out on the postseason and all of that. It's a difficult position, I would think, that Jerome Tang is in going into the conference tournament, knowing the injury that Hawkins has.
Yeah, and I to be honest, I've probably known more about the severity of it a little bit longer than some. And Coleman hasn't really made a big secret of it. I mean, he took a pretty good shot to the knee and he has a deep bone bruise there, but there was a small fracture. I think if I'm being honest, I think Coach Tang gave him the option to just say, I'm done. I'm good. I'm going to get ready for, you know, professional basketball. Or if you want to have a little bit of pain tolerance thing going forward, we can do that too. And Coleman is a competitor, and I think he wanted to play in these last handful of games. So I tip my cap to him on that. He didn't play well Saturday, to be honest. But that first game when he played just a few seconds short of 35 minutes on that leg, I mean, that says a lot, I think. And the depth is a problem in the front court for a lot of different reasons, but K-State hasn't gotten what they thought they would get this year out of Ugo Anyanso, and probably be fair to say Buddy Rich and that kind of thing. So it is significant when you have that type of an injury to, you know, one of your lead guys, without question.
So if it's, you know, Hawkins may be hobbled, and it's not, they don't lean on him totally in offense, mm-hmm. I suppose, but It you know, Doug McDaniel needs to get back to that stretch of great basketball that we saw. I think, right? Is he the guy who needs to sort of relight the fire? Is it somebody else? I only say him because I think Gasson's going to be, you know, consistent as he's been all year. If Hawkins is limited, we need to get a little more out of Doug. He went 10-10, 13-14 his last four games. I think we need to see that up closer to 20, or am I off there?
No, I think that's probably accurate, but here's the thing. I will stress this because I think it is absolutely true. In the last handful of games, I think Doug has played well, but he hasn't shot well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He has had really pretty good assist-to-turnover games. I think he's been He's been a good decision maker and playing with a lot of energy on both ends of the floor. I don't think coach has really much of a problem with his game other than making shots. And you know, to be honest, looking at what he did on Saturday, you know, he goes 3 of 11, 1 of 5, but makes 7 of 8 free throws. They just need more out of him if they're going to get a little bit less from Coleman. And I think I go back to the settling for the threes. And playing, you know, with just some serious passion. When they do that and they're moving and getting paint touches and kickouts, that's when they hurt people with threes, as opposed to getting down on the shot clock and just having to throw up a 22, 23-footer. That's probably true with everybody, but it certainly is absolutely factual with this bunch. They've just got to be better offensively, no question about it. I think their effort on the defensive end has been okay.
Where in the world, Wyatt, would this team be without David Gasson? And I'm not sure that, you know, of course, all the attention is always going to be on the newcomers and, you know, all of that this season. But he's been so consistent, especially down the stretch for Kansas mm-hmm. State. I mean, like, they've needed him and he's been able to deliver.
You know, he made a comment in a little media gathering on Friday to lead into senior day on Saturday. And I think it caught some people by surprise. When he said this has been a year that's been difficult when you're trying to learn 11 new faces. Most guys haven't gone there. but I think David has enough skin in the game now with 3 years here that he can say that. And probably everybody's going, yeah, I see it, right? It has been a challenging year from that perspective. And that's why I think you're seeing Coach Tang get a couple of commitments from high school players to try to build a foundation, try very, very hard with player retention after this season with this group of those that are available to come back. And then, knock on wood, hopefully Max Jones will be a part of that with another year. So then you have to replace Coleman and David and what have you. Those will be hard replacements, right? Both of those guys are probably going to be recognized in some way, shape, or form with, you know, second, third honorable mention type stuff with the Big 12. So work to do, but I just, at the end of the day, I appreciate David's honesty there because it has been tougher than I think all of us thought it was going to be.
It's been a revelation. All right. So let's envision the Cats here playing good basketball, right? I don't mm-hmm. know. It's probably too much to ask for them to go back to what we saw in their stretch of great basketball, but who sure. knows? But let's yeah. just assume they come with the energy. You talked about Arizona State. Right now, their path would go through in that second game. It would go through Baylor, as you mentioned, and then it would go through Tech, and then potentially KU. They avoid Houston. So, you know, what do you think the? It's a good draw. Isn't it like mm-hmm. it's as draws go in this league, like you kind of like this one. How's the team feeling about their chip? Like what? It's really unfortunate to have that kind of loss on senior day. Cause I don't think you get a true feel for what the team's, you know, thinking at least going in, but what do you think they're thinking? Do you think they've got the right attitude and the right mindset as much as we've talked the X's and O's, but this is a team that started so slow. And everything was a mess. And then it got all put together correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That mental part of it, do you think they're where they need to be there?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know. That's the hardest part with this group. I have seen them be cut in and be really, really good. I've seen them where they were Saturday, where I felt like they wanted to play well. They wanted to go out on a good note at home, but I just didn't think that they had the same energy level that they needed, and they get behind early. And, you know, there's just such a big hill to climb against a top 10 team, and I think Iowa State is that even through their ups and – I mean, they're still 23-8. I mean, right? They've had a few games here lately, but it's the 12, Big 12, and it's difficult, but I don't know how to answer that because I think either is on the table here, Jacob, if I'm being honest. I wish I were smart enough and good enough to know what we are going to get tomorrow night because I really don't know. I'm hopeful, though, with, you know, it's close enough. There'll be a lot of Kansas City area K-Staters there. That'll help. maybe they'll get off the deck early and get to sizzling again. Who knows? Hard to figure this team.
Really quick, Wyatt, K-State women's basketball fell in the quarterfinal over the weekend against West Virginia. Ayoka Lee is expected back for the NCAA tournament. But obviously that's been kind of an ongoing injury and that she's been dealing with for quite a while. I think the big question remains right now, are they going to get selected as a host team for the NCAA tournament? What do you think the ceiling is for this team? I mean, I know a lot of it's going to be dependent on Ayoka Lee and her health going into the NCAA tournament, but is this a team that we could potentially see make a deep run, or do you think that they're limited?
Well, I'd be kidding you if I didn't say, yeah, they can and they're capable, because I do think they are. Whether they have a full Ayoka Lee or not, it's probably a little bit of a stretch to think she's going to be going from where she was, you know, late season and their short run in the tournament, you know, to a 32-minute a game player in postseason. That's probably expecting a little bit much. But we saw Kennedy Taylor play really well in that game against West Virginia. That was a high-level game, guys, and West Virginia's good. They just had a player at the end of the game that made a couple of plays. That Quinterly girl has hurt K-State before, right? And I would tell you the top of the Big 12 women's conference is really, really good. TCU, Baylor, West Virginia, K-State, Iowa State, Oklahoma State. I mean, they're all darn good teams. I think it's just so close as to whether they will host or not. I mean, you look at some of the projections, a lot of them are in that five area now where they need to be four. And that's why I think if they could have gotten the West Virginia game, I really think they probably would have hosted. But that's just my opinion, and I'm pretty biased. It's going to be razor tight. But you know, even if they are a five and they have to go, I think they're capable. Because if Kennedy plays like she did in the tournament, you've still got, you know, a lot of quality players. But it's about matchups and doing it when you have to do it. And that's what makes the NCAA tournament great from my perspective. No gimmies out there, boy. You don't get protected and you get to the big dance.
Yeah, and we hope Ayoka Lee can play with a boot on the other foot, I think, before the last game. But the thought is she's still going to try to go. So, I don't know how much they'll be able to. It's too bad, right? Coleman Hawkins and Ayoka Lee both dealing with significant injuries, going right into the most important games. But we'll see. All right, Wyatt. So we've got basketball. The turn is quick tomorrow. Hey, at least the drive's not long. But 6 o'clock, or is it? Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
start
6 o'clock
against theirs, which means we'll have you at 5 here on KFH. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. I always love going to Kansas City for the tournament. They really do a great job there, and there's so much going on in the Power and Light, and it's really a great thing for fans, right? And for those programs like Arizona and Utah and some of those that are coming for the first time, I'm anxious to see what they think of it, just because they really prepare for it and they take a lot of pride in what they do. And I've always enjoyed my runs there, and some have been better than others, of course, but I'm hoping that K-State can be there a couple, 2 or 3 days. We'll see. Knock on wood.
All the Iowa State fans don't drink all the beer.
Well, there's a legitimate chance of that, Jake.
They're going to try. They always do.
Droves, men and
they
women.
Do a good job. They work hard down there. All right, Wyatt, we appreciate it. We'll catch you on the air tomorrow.
You got it, guys. Appreciate you. Thanks.